Good morning, it's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, cause here's the good news.
And not necessarily the news. Delivering trusted news. News you can trust, but does the news trust us?
Mm-mm, not even a little.
Welcome our Hank Facebook Livers, streaming live to see what you can hear on our Hank Facebook page. Have fun in the comments section, kids. Hey, so Pup Leo, obviously American-made, gave Dallas a shout-out in his first Sunday blessing over there. Yeah.
We're not Dallas.
Saying he greeted the faithful of Malta, Panama, Dallas, Texas. Yeah, Fort Worth was not mentioned or any other place in the Westoplex, unfortunately.
Rude.
Yeah, but he's from Chicago. He probably just thinks that, you know, this whole area is just Dallas. Yeah. Kind of like we think of Chicago. And that had to have been something in play because some higher power was at work last night for the Dallas Mavericks. Maybe it was the papal pontiff blessing. But some way, somehow, something actually good happened to the Dallas Mavericks and Dallas Mavericks fans. They have the NBA draft lottery. They've had this for early 80s, I want to say. And it's always been not even joked about that it's rigged.
Oh.
In fact, even the first one, like with Patrick Ewing and stuff like that, went to the Knicks and they were like, ah, it's rigged. It's totally rigged. Well, so it does seem to be a little sus because the little Mavericks ended up winning it.
Picking third will be the Philadelphia 76ers. The second pick will be made by the San Antonio Spurs. Ah. And that means that the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
So the Mavericks, overall, despite the Luka trade, did not have a dreadful season record-wise. So that determines, and only like half the league gets ping pong balls thrown in for this thing to be picked possibly number one. And no team that's, I don't know, not dread, they don't have the high enough odds to win it. And yet the Mavericks, with a 1.8% chance of winning it, did. And so they will more than likely take as the number one pick Cooper Flagg, who is just a stud out of Duke.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't even know the Mavericks played ping pong. I thought it was more basketball.
Well, they might as well switch to that at some point last week. But, yeah, Cooper Flagg. So they're saying that could be the next Luka. So the Mavs are expected to pick Cooper Flagg out of Duke and then trade him for an injury-prone player and a bag of magic beans next season. So
Okay. Congratulations,
man.
So that 17-time WWE champion of the world is chiming in about one of my favorite subjects, skincare. Now, normally you think of the five-knuckle shuffle when you think of John Cena. But no, he's actually an advocate for skincare and taking care of what you got. He's been diagnosed with skin cancer twice as he made the decision right then and there to start wearing sunscreen and hopes to make it a staple on the bathroom shelf right next to the toothpaste on the counter for guys. Now, women are much more proactive about wearing sunscreen primarily because it keeps us young, but it is a healthy choice. John says getting that cancer diagnosis twice was very, very sobering.
Yeah, he is pretty pale in the ring, but he is your 17th time and the last true champion. You can't see him. He's that pale. He's that pale. Finally, when you can see all the Taylor Sheridan universe. They had a big Paramount earnings report conference call, but in that came out yesterday all of the launch dates, essentially, for the premieres of Landman Season 2. So that's obviously still filming around the area, and that will arrive pretty quick turnaround, too, in November of this year. Dutton Ranch, which is your Rip and Beth spinoff there, that will also, they say, Q4, but that's November. And then another spinoff, that would be Y:Marshals. That's the Luke Grimes as Casey. That'll come, as we've talked about, CBS Network, Midsummer Replacement in 2026. Also, like Tulsa King will come out at some point in October.
This is a This is a lot of people to keep up with.
1944 is being developed for late 2026. So 1944 and 2026.
Oh.
It's the Sheridan universe, mm-hmm. which has now adopted the Matthew McConaughey sense of time that it's a flat circle and that everything is related, yet nothing actually happens.
Now, here's a shocker. Kids don't care whether you're a plumber, a neurosurgeon, or an international superstar. No, at some point, they are going to interrupt you at work. This is generally what happens. Brad Paisley, no exception. He found this out on stage over the weekend when his son chimed in with Dear Old Dad about a very serious matter. That would be Mother's Day.
Hang on, my son is calling me on my phone right now. He really is. Hey, I'm in the middle of the concert. What's the issue? What do you want? Oh, he's putting up decorations for Mom for Mother's Day right now. Is Sheridan asleep? I'm on stage. That's what you hear right now. I don't have a laugh track. That's them. Go ahead, tell him you're sorry.
Taking direction well. I like that.
Very,
he says
very
they love to get the house all dolled up for Kimberly Williams Paisley.
Aww,
very sweet. I know.
There was a group on there for the whole crowd right
there.
Aw,
see?
Is Sheridan asleep?
Yeah. The Diddy trial has officially begun. Day one included most everything that I won't be able to say ever on a
Good
radio station
night.
At all.
No, but kidding.
One thing we can talk about going to court, it looks like Mexico is going to sue Google for changing the name of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America on its maps there. The Mexico president, Claudia Sheinbaum, asked Google, of course, when this happened back a couple months ago, to switch it back. They didn't, so they say. Now, it is interesting. Control of the Gulf goes, U.S. has 46%, Mexico's 49%, and then Cuba has 5% of it. And Cuba has yet to enter the chat on that, but I'm here for this. I'm going to watch
this. Sounds delightful.
Better than the Diddy trial.
No kidding. Good word. Ladies, do you ever wonder why you may wind up with the less than stellar gentleman callers? Well, there's a good reason for it. They're ridiculously handsome and have a certain something. A new study out of the Medical Journal of Personality and Individual Differences suggests that people with dark personality traits seem more trustworthy thanks to their ridiculous good looks. Morning, charm and appearance could mask some very dangerous traits.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, right? Always love,
but he's
love
so
the bad
cute.
Boys.
He is so cute, y'all.
I mean, who are you going to find more committed than somebody that is actually committed? Speaking of the Diddy trial again. Okay. This one, a little mop-up duty for Mother's Day weekend, and this one went viral over Mother's Day and National Nurses Week, which coincided. A hospital in Green Bay, Wisconsin, announced 14 maternity nurses on their staff are all pregnant at the same time. 14 maternity nurses. They had a celebration there at the hospital for the expecting mothers. They also did for the expecting fathers, too, where they all work at the nearby nuclear facility. Yeah, and then as you reported yesterday, the 2025 NFL season will open up with the Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl champions hosting the Dallas Cowboys.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah. It'll be the game that says, it's going to get hot early.
Mm-hmm.
Early in the year, we'll be able to say, don't worry, it's just one game.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.